Message number 1134. God the Father. The Credo prayer which acknowledges who I am will be changed to honor false gods instead. Monday, May 26, 2014 at 16:22. My dearest daughter, the time will come when the Credo prayer which acknowledges who I am will be changed to honor false gods instead. When the one world religion is introduced, it will be done carefully so as not to give an impression that I, the Eternal Father, am no longer revered. If I am not revered, then this new prayer will become an abomination and must never be recited if my children want to remain with me and who desire eternal life. Far better if you remain silent than to utter one word of blasphemy, which will be introduced into all churches everywhere which honor me, your Father, and to accept my Son Jesus Christ, your Savior. Words which venerate my name and that of my Son will be twisted, and expressions which refer to my Son will include such terms as Jesus of the Light. This new prayer will place the emphasis on the superiority of man, his responsibility to ensure the welfare of his brother, and to welcome as one all religions to honor God. All references to my Son and the way which he is meant to be revered will be replaced by this new title they will give him. The world will be told to honor the beauty of the earth, the wonders of the world created by a God who is one for all and who accepts every kind of worship. This will be the time when the world will come together into one world as a pagan religion. Because so many religious expressions will litter this new creed, it will take those who are blessed with discernment to truly understand what is happening. How futile their efforts will be, because those who inflict this darkness upon my children will suffer for their rejection of their Creator. And when this prayer is taken at face value, another abomination will be inflicted, the introduction of the rewritten word, which will bear nothing but rotten fruit. In time, a special symbol which will represent the new man-made God will be created, so that it will seem to those who are asked to wear it that they will be doing a good thing and showing solidarity to one another. All these things they will be told are for the good of all, where your first duty is to seeking the perfection of man. This they will tell you is important before you can face God. You cannot do God's will if you do not seek justice to free humanity from bondage to religious persecution, poverty, and wars. The focus will be on all things to do with my creation, the earth, the nations, the people, and political rulers. All will be tied together as one in order, they will say, to serve God better. All they will be serving will be the King of Lies, who will bring all of these things about. And while the world will applaud these new seemingly innovative advances in global matters, humanity will be coerced into paganism. Paganism will bring with it an appalling darkness of the soul. Then for everything that is leveled against me, I will replicate their abominations. Upon the earth they walk, on the water they drink, the mountains they climb, the seas they cross, and the rain which feeds their crops. The battle between the mighty, the proud, and the evil amongst men and me, their Eternal Father, their Creator, will be a hard-fought one. Your Eternal Father? God the Most High.